This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Thousands of Coloradans are still without power after a spring storm dumped heavy snow across the state yesterday. As of this morning, more than 26,000 Xcel Energy customers are without service. Xcel workers labored round the clock Saturday, restoring service to more than 160,000 homes, mostly around the metro area. A police chase through downtown Denver Saturday ended in a deadly crash. Denver police say their officers were pursuing a possible kidnapping suspect when the man crashed his vehicle into an RTD bus. This happened at North Broadway and 13th Avenue. The man died at a hospital. He was the only person inside the vehicle. There were no serious injuries to anyone inside the bus. Colorado's Bustang Transit service is being expanded. The plan is to run buses more frequently along I-25 and I-70 through the mountains. Amber Blake is with the Colorado Department of Transportation.
So not only are we targeting our existing ridership, but also looking to expand to other folks that have yet to give transit a try.
Ridership is still lagging on Bustang's I-25 lines, but it's far exceeding pre-pandemic levels on the I-70 route between Denver and the Western Slope. And the Colorado Avalanche beat the St. Louis Blues last night to take a 2-1 lead in their second-round playoff series. Game 4 is tomorrow night. This is CPR.